roll out the red carpet. It's a humongo bungo show today. It's number 10, numero 10, as Ilaria Baldwin would say. We've got our girl Anna in the house. We've got Dre in the house. It's literally the biggest episode, okay? It's a huge milestone.
It's our 10.
Episode 10!
Oh my God, we did it!
Oh
10!
My God.
What if we were
guys.
Like, thank you so much, bye? What if that was it?
Thank you! Really, really, really feeling the energy today, Anna. How are you feeling on episode 10?
I'm feeling so great. This is the highlight of my day. It's been a shit ass day. And then I'm like, wait, we've got episode 10 to record. This is very exciting. You know, a lot of people don't make it this far. This is like the make or break point in your relationship, you know, like it's like 3 months in mm-hmm. to dating someone. Like, will we, won't we? Like, will we, won't we? 10 episodes. That's a fucking season for some people, you know?
Are we in or are we out? Some would say in pod years, not dog years. This mm-hmm. is, we're almost 5 years in.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are.
I mean, we did the damn thing. So straddle up, put your earphones on, turn up the volume in your car.
Hell yeah.
We've got,
don't
we've
crash.
Got a we've got a show.
Get yeah, in, no. bitch. We're going to the mall.
Get in, bitch. We're recording a podcast.
Yes. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Anyway, I want to say wow. I'm really happy to be here. I had like, you ever see, I'm really happy to be here. Did you ever see Meet the Fockers or Meet the Parents?
You oh, know, like, come on now. And I've saw Meet the Fockers.
Okay.
It's
you notice I went
classic.
With that. I like Meet the Fockers more than Meet the Parents. So obviously I went there first. But
do you? Come
yeah,
on.
I do. Come on. It's so Jewish. It's so good.
you got his little Schmeckle.
You got
she
fucking,
saved his.
Everybody's in that. Yeah. You got Barbara. You got Dustin. You know, I can't. How could I? I was like, wow, they made it Jewish. I needed this. But Meet the Parents, the intro to Meet the Parents when everything goes wrong, that was literally my fucking morning. And I'm sure all of you had that morning before. I got up and I was like, that's it. Today's the day. I'm going to ride the Peloton for right now. And then I'm going to shower. I'm going to eat a breakfast. Maybe I'll make eggs. I don't make eggs during the week. What? And then literally I brush my teeth and all of a sudden it's like, and the power goes out in my apartment. Mind you, I was up for
you
hours.
You can't make
last
a damn
night.
Plan to save. Like you can't, we can't plan anymore. We can't.
No, the rain was so bad last night that it must have just taken off, you know, any kind of power that is on this building. No power. And you know, when you're like, okay, no power. It's okay. We've been through this before. Like, we'll do something. And then you're like, mm-hmm, oh, wait, mm-hmm. the stove won't turn on. The fucking this won't turn on.
We forget how many things are connected to electricity. We're like, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
We have
that
gas too. Stove too, which I don't understand why that wouldn't turn on. But anyway, maybe we don't have gas and they're lying. I don't know. So
Jared like, are using a hot stove outside.
Yeah. No, so we were, it's raining out. So we were like, you know what? Let's go get in the car and drive to Starbucks. That'll cheer us both up. Let's just fucking go out to Starbucks.
We're just simple consumer Americans. Yeah. Let's go to Starbucks.
Don't you love that? That's like, that'll cheer us up. Like,
no,
let me be
literally. On there my darkest is. Mornings, like Grubhub, Starbucks. Wait,
there you go.
The storm that's in LA right now, what, is this another
I don't know, it rains
flash
every fucking
flood.
Day here. Every fucking day.
I saw it on the news, but I was thinking, like, this can't be another serious storm. But what is this storm season? What is this?
Yeah, I guess it's winter, but it's like souped up winter. It's terrible. Yeah. It's been terrible weather.
It's
I would never recommend really anyone to move to Southern California for the weather anymore. It's unpredictable.
Yeah,
we go into the garage and we have a big garage. It's a big building and there's six mm-hmm. cars lined up. They can't open the gate because the power's out.
So
everyone's trapped inside and I'm standing there. We made friends with a guy who's also standing there and we're like, isn't there some sort of like emergency manual, like fucking open the gate? Because it's like a metal gate, you know,
that's not safe at all.
No,
that could be seriously, that could be a fire complete that they're against all the fire regulations.
So
what
bad.
Is that?
So then we're like, okay, I guess we're not going to drive to Starbucks. Let's walk to the coffee shop that's right near us that I took you to. Go get them, Tiger. Shout out. They're really cute.
Bomb burritos.
So we go there. There's no seats. Everyone's like sitting there. We're like, wow, okay, well, I guess we're not going to sit here. And I was like, let's just get a drink. I bet the gate will be open when we go back. And I was right. So we get a drink. We go back. And we did a couple errands. We like went to the supermarket. Like we were just like, what the fuck do we do? We can't get on our computer. Like we could go on our computers, but we didn't have power. So they're going to die. And we get a couple things. We come back. I kid you not. I'm like, I texted you. We were going to record. I go, all right, I'm going to get on the bike right now. I'll be ready in like a half hour. I get on the bike. My headphones won't connect to the bike. And Jared works in the same room. So he was like, you know, I was like, can you help me? I don't know why my AirPods aren't working. Comes over. My tea is next to the bike that I got at the coffee shop. Knocks it over. All over the bike. The fucking mat. The carpet. And we're both sopping up tea. And I am like crying at this point. I'm like, this morning. Privilege is hard. I hate it. You know, I'm very well aware of, you know.
Of what you sound like right now. I literally all I wanted to do was ride my Peloton.
I just wanted to ride it. I know. And we finally had the power back. This was after like an hour and a half or something. I don't know. It came back.
And then
on.
You break it electronically with water.
Literally just. So that was my morning. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for letting me air that out. You guys, all of you. I really appreciate you. Sometimes I just had to get it off my chest. So, yeah, meet the parents. Hopefully the universe doesn't throw shit at me anymore today. But. Thank you.
The final scene in Meet the Parents is when he throws the cigarette off the roof and then it goes to the beautifully constructed altar. I think that was like the moment I laughed the hardest in that movie because it just like glows up in flames. And, and Owen Wilson had just explained to him that it came from like the Redwood Forest or whatever. It was just.
Love it.
So funny. That's a classic movie. Well, it is sunny on the East Coast. I'm so sorry that you're having bad weather.
That's
but it
okay.
is.
It's always bad.
It's sunny over here.
I'm glad you made it back to the East Coast. You traveled more than anyone I know in the last 2 weeks. How is Austin? That's what I want to know because I haven't talked to you.
Anna, I was done with traveling, but now I realize what good content I get out of it. The absolute weirdos that live among us, we live amongst some queerdo steerdos. But I love it. I love watching all these people. The weirdest thing, I want to get into flight snack etiquette, and we can pocket that for a later discussion because I'm noticing some weird snack etiquette, and I don't know what to do about it. But I did survive Austin. I was only there for under 24 hours because I came, did the show, which was the Doing Things / Friday Beers comedy show, and then they over...
Was it fun?
I overheard LA. It was really fun. It was in this dope-ass venue that they have. I think they had it last year, too. But the only thing is, it's like, it's cornhole... It's a bunch of beers. It's a taco truck. And then under this awning is like a bunch of crowds of people and like beer pong tables and then a crowd for you to do perform.
Those are hard rooms.
Dude. And for somebody who hasn't consistently gone up because that's what you need to do. I just go up for like variety shows or fun things where I'm using my impressions. You know, the celebrity drop-in shows. So I signed up for this because I was like, you can't say no. Like they're asking you to do this. It's good. Just to practice and also publicity, meet people. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And then when it came down to it, I was like, fuck, like, I can't believe I signed up for this. But I still was feeling so grateful that I even had the opportunity. So I was like, all right, I'm going to put this set together. So I had 5 minutes. I was up at the, I was right after the host, AKA the baby ones that have to like get their chops and try to get the crowd going.
They do that because they want, I was going to say they know you have good energy, but.
Okay, first, like, truly, they told me I was going up first after the host, and I had a full-on panic attack. I had to go outside, get some air, but it was, like, 85 degrees and sunny in – it's 85 degrees and sunny. It was so hot in Austin. I was like – I went outside for some air.
She's sweating.
It was cooler inside. I needed somebody to blow my face. Yeah, I was so hot. So I was, like, full-on panic attack, and everybody's like, you good? You good? We're going up in 10 minutes. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm, like, looking at my set in my notes app. I'm like, I don't even know my first word. What am I even going to say?
I would have given you a pep talk.
I didn't even know if I needed a hug, if I needed a drink, if I needed water. I didn't know what I needed at that moment.
It sounds like you needed, like a squeeze breeze, you know, like a little fan.
I needed Jesus. Okay, so I hear what is it called? The host go up, Steph, and she's doing her set. The crowd is like iffy because there's the first two rows are paying attention and they're there for comedy. The rest of it is just like people that are like kind of looking, kind of not talking. So I go up to the head guy and I go, literally 10 seconds before my name is called. I go, I'm not doing it. The next guy has to go. I can't do this. I'm literally freaking out. I'm going to shit myself. I can't do it. He's like, all right, I don't think we can switch you. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I'm not ready. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. And then she goes, Andrea Lopez. I go, fuck it. We'll do it live. I ran up on stage. I opened with like whatever I opened and we did it. We did. I forgot 4 or 5 of like
parts
of the jokes.
No one else fucking knows.
No one knows. We survived. I got to hang out with people. And then, you know, when you're first up, you are first off. So
there's something nice about that. Then you don't have any press, you know?
Something nice.
Well, listen, yeah, and everyone here at Big Wigs is proud of you. Okay. You fucking did it. You were a big wig. You almost.
I was a big wig.
You almost dropped, but no, you went through with it. You had to. You knew you had to. You were like, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah.
You can't put so much pressure on yourself, you know, because they're playing cornhole. You know what I mean? That's what you should. Fucking. No one's here like judging, like this isn't, you know, American Idol or whatever. I've been watching
completely.
Hey, I'm glad you did it.
I had American Idol on the brain.
Did you feel
good
after?
Yeah, I'm really glad I did it. I did because I truly always do feel good when I force myself. I'm really scared or nervous to do something, and then you force yourself to do it.
Yeah.
And it always feels great to just do the damn thing. And I think that forced me to like build somewhat of a 5-minute set. And I ended with Kardashians. And then somebody was like, oh, you're like, it started to like the light bulb went off in people's heads. Like, oh, the Kardashian. Like I saw some girls, the guys, it was just, it's Friday beer. So it's like a bunch of white dudes named Kyle and Blair and Blaine. And they all have snapbacks on and they're drinking.
Kill me. That's like a horror IPA. Movie scene. So,
no, they're all staring at you like, well, are you going to make me laugh or what? And you're like, I hope so.
Yeah, because my roommate Kyle.
I'm going to try my best.
The funniest kid you've ever met.
Yeah, like they're ready to get up on stage and like replace me. But no, I had so much fun. And then the night just like went into like a lot of dancing. And then I fully busted my ass. I fully busted a move. Like I started humping the floor. That's how much of a release I needed. It was like,
damn, girl.
Good music.
Damn.
I got bruises on my knees.
We got to go out one night where I see you hump the floor. Cause I've never seen that. I've never seen that side of Dre where she is full on, like on her knees, like, give me the music, feed me this energy. I'll be there with like my margarita.
Give me
like
the music.
Like, yeah, we have a podcast together. You guys should check it out. And she's like, boom, boom. Get. Is there a bull I can ride around here? I love that.
Yeah, no, it was good music. It was like you would have loved it because it was like fun throwbacks. They added like a fun beat to it. So it was like some Cher, some just like good old tunes. And then they got into like the beats, like EDM club stuff. But that was like way later. But it was soups fun. But the Austin is kind of ratchet. You ever been to Austin?
No, I haven't. I haven't been.
I
might have switched flights there.
I thought it would be a little bit more up.
I had a layover there.
Yeah, I think I had a layover. I went to a Starbucks in the airport. But you didn't like it. You weren't
somewhere
into it.
Along the lines. Well, I thought it would just be a lot more developed because the Joe Rogans and a lot of big names have like totally uprooted their lives and like moved. If Joe Rogan's there, it must be developed. No, but I'm just saying that
I'm
just saying it must be. But it was a little crazy. It was kind of even like a more crazy ratchet Nashville almost. But
okay. And then can I ask
my Uber driver?
Yeah. Oh, go for it. I saw you tweet. Did you tweet about your Uber driver? You said something about an Uber driver.
The Uber drivers are a good indication of like what kinds of people are in the city. And I had one guy who looked like a straight up porn star with a porn stash and those transitional lenses. And hot, my type.
That's hot. I'd be like, take me to
and
paradise.
Then, this guy was not even taking his ass out of the seat to get our bags in the car, let alone paradise. This man was doing the bare minimum. Maybe he couldn't actually fully.
You had to do mobility. You had to turn into like. I can't. I'm sorry. Can you help me with my bag? Like, I'm weak right now.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
After two weeks of debauchery, I was weak, but it was okay. I lifted my bags up. I'm a woman, damn it. And I lifted my bags. But the Uber drivers were very funny. I had a guy named Charles who was driving the fastest Tesla. He made me aware. It was 0 to 60 miles in 2 seconds. And
did he show you?
He had
that?
The biggest. Oh, yeah. He was like, you want to see? I was like, no, Charles, please no. And please. He like was like, I'll show you. I was like, okay, this is the scariest. This is how I die. I haven't even made it to Austin. I'm dying. But very, very.
She's
nice
like on a fucking Disney ride. Just like, this is not what I expected. Just souped up, whatever. Space Mountain, Austin.
I couldn't tell you what the name of the Tesla was, but he was like very proud of his Tesla. So
Shout out Charles from Austin. Oh,
I love that you remember their names too. I don't think I've ever remembered a single Uber driver's name, and that's why I have a 4.1. Okay. Maybe I have a 3.8.
You would if it was these crazy characters. I'm not kidding.
I have a bad rating. Yeah. I have a bad rating. It's actually something I think people should like. People should ask on like a first date or something. Like, how's your Uber rating? You know what I mean? But sorry, there's a siren going off.
You can learn a lot about a person.
You hear it?
I hear it a little bit. They're probably trying to restore some power to your neighbors.
God hope so. You know, God help us all. No, it's been on. It's been on. We're good. We're Gucci. So. I'm Gucci now. Okay. Look at my light. Look at that light. You guys, have you signed up for the YouTube page yet? Because then you can watch all 10 episodes. But this light is giving me a glow right now. Aren't I glowing?
You are glistening.
Thank you. I just needed that.
Glistening.
I needed that. Wait. So, okay. No, plane true. Back. What was the snack issue on the plane back coming back to New York?
The snack issue, surprisingly enough, was from New York to Nashville. And I couldn't believe it. And then I need to tell you about how I met up with Nicole in LA because we love our girl Nicole Travolta.
Our girl Nicole Travolta. If you guys have seen either of our Instagram videos, she is my Miranda. We all did a video together in the pandemic. Dre brought us all together. That's how we met. She's got to come on and do some voices on the pod. We got to get her on.
We have to get her on. I should have. Oh my God. We could have done an impromptu podcast while I was with her, and we could have just logged you on because it was really fun. But so New York to Nashville en route to the bachelorette party. Don't know what to expect. I'm sitting in an aisle seat. I look over to the guy next to me in the aisle seat, and I'm only looking because there's a lot of commotion. There's movement, okay? He's got his backpack on his lap, and he's, laying on it, and then he decides that it's time for snack time. So he puts his bag on the floor, starts, digging stuff out. He pulls out none other than Haribo. They make the gummy bears.
I think you told me Haribo. This. I think you said this on last week's episode, maybe. But no, go ahead.
Did I or did I text you? I was like, I need to talk about this. I forget.
Wait, keep going.
Because I took a full on video. And if we were Haribo, marshmallow, banana, gummies. Here's the picture right here. And here's video proof. I'm going to blur out his face, but I took a video of this man eating this.
Oh my God.
I've never seen this product.
Okay, then
before.
You didn't show this video last week. Wait, I'm dead. And you did text me this. I think you did text me this. And do you remember my response?
I did. You were like, save it for the pod, girl. And you're like, wait, no. I would totally eat those.
Yes. I was like, what's wrong with that? I buy every Haribo fruit they make on the planet. If I saw a banana and I was like, never seen that before, this should be an experiment on my flight. But and you're talking to a girl who ate a full on mezze platter on a plane from New York to LA. Haribo bananas.
A mezze platter.
Yeah, I was fucking spicing up a whole plane. That, I think, is exciting. I buy the peaches.
I think it was okay, see? The peach rings. Everybody knows the peach rings. That's
not the
rings.
One. The Haribo peach. It's not a ring. It's
the Haribo
peach. They're so good. There's something better than those rings. They're fucking awesome. And the berries.
Oh, you don't like the rings?
Nah, not as much.
Oh, the cherries that look like legit cherries.
Cherries are great. We love the cherries. We love the cola bottles. If I whipped out the cola bottles, would you be like, what a fucking weirdo?
No, that is unique enough that I'd be like, damn, that girl is cool. Damn. That girl's going places.
But homeboy sleeping on his fucking, bag and whips out the bananas and you're like, I have thoughts.
It was the mass of his body. Like his finger, his hands were so big. It was just such a big man to be eating such an adolescent candy. Like
now
I can't
imagine
a little girl, a little cute girl. Oh,
can I ask?
Should I show it now or should I wait for?
No, wait. We'll put it on social. I have a question for you. What is your typical plane snack?
Well, let me tell you, those were his hands eating his little tiny bear, little tiny banana gummies.
It looks
little
this video,
juxtaposition.
This photo is so close. I'm like, were you like, excuse me, sir, can I just take some video of you eating these? Because this is fucking weirding me out. It's so close.
No, I was a stealthy little hoe. I put my arm up and then I carefully I was like, I need this for big wigs.
And I tried to record it. Yeah, but it was like
really
was
investigative.
Okay, a normal snack.
Investigative journalism. I'm really proud of you for really reaching for it. Yeah. What do you get? What do
Guys,
you bring on a plane?
I ride for my big wigs. It's either Gardetto's, the little crackers, some Cheez-Its, some pretzels, some combos, and okay. then maybe some sour sprees if it's candy. But it's I don't even know if they sell Haribo in the airport. It's just
they
not a, so well known that he must have been a special. Okay, but the banana marshmallows?
No, that he's traveling internationally. He got those in like, you know, over in another country. For sure.
He's bringing it illegal. He's traveling with illegal paraphernalia from another country.
Yeah.
We don't have those snacks here. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been to 3 other countries and he got those Haribos. He's coming from Tokyo, as far as we know. I think your snack is normal. I always do a salty, like a Chex Mix or, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes I do a Cheez-It. Sometimes I do a Dorito or like a chip. Give me like a chip chip.
A chip
and then
chip.
I do a gummy. I do Skittles usually. And then
I'm down with Skittles.
I love Skittles. And then I'll need like a chocolate. So I'll snag like a little peanut M&M situation. You know what I mean? Maybe a Kit Kat. Mm. Maybe like I need a little bit of everything. It also depends on the airline you're flying on. Okay. Because I know JetBlue snacks and I ride for the fucking Cheez-Its on JetBlue. So I don't need to buy them if I'm going to get like 10 bags on the plane. I'm like, keep them coming. She's like, what snacks do you want? I'm like, plantain chips and Cheez-Its. And I'll take 3 more bags of Cheez-Its. And then, you know, when they
bring
open
it over
the little kitchen on JetBlue, you can go up yourself. I'm like that girl who's like, hold on, mom, let me just stuff a couple more bags of Cheez-Its in my shirt.
Wait, I rarely fly JetBlue. They open up the kitchen and you can just have unlimited snacks.
Oh, yeah. The kitchen, like JetBlue, after they do like the service, it's
the
great.
Snacks, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. JetBlue, not everyone loves it. I've been a JetBlue girl for years. They'll say like, oh, the service station is open so you can go and get your own drinks and your own snacks like whenever you want. It's like right across from the bathroom. It's like in the middle of the plane. JetBlue's sexy like that, you know? And you can get as many snacks as you want. And they have good snacks. They have Cheez-Its. They have plantain chips. They have cookies.
Oh.
They have, there's one other, pretzels maybe? There's one other like boring one that I don't get. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I get the fun ones.
You know what I'm saying? Pretzels is a key snack on most airlines. And I do appreciate a good pretzel in the air.
Well, yeah, because it used to be peanuts and now we're a peanut-free world. So, hello. You gotta go. Gotta give them a pretzel. What's, wait, speaking of food, thing. I'm giving us, we have to talk about this because we're gonna try it. You have challenged the world that we're gonna try the ranch ice cream is coming out. It's a Van Leeuwen by Hidden Valley Ranch. Van Leeuwen, man, you know, maybe they're going downhill and they are just reaching for any fucking partnership they can get.
I think it's the shock and awe factor. They're just thinking, what's the most obnoxious random flavor we could make? Ranch.
It's just like America, we've lost it, you know what I mean? It's like this is what happens after you've survived a pandemic, is like you just go balls to the wall, fucking, you know, let's all give each other a heart attack, let's turn ranch into a fucking ice cream. I can't
with I don't ranch know. Should be accompanied blue cheese. Like if we're doing ranch, I feel that we need its brother condiment, which is blue cheese.
You want both. And then you want to eat ice cream on top of your wings.
Exactly.
Honestly, if it's a really hot wing, I think an ice cream version of ranch might be good. Maybe that's the way to try it. Not with a spoon. Put it on a fucking like hot wing.
I don't mind that. It's giving chicken and waffles with a little syrup. But this is almost like a wing sundae.
Yeah.
But I do think I was like trying to imagine what the ranch ice cream would taste like, and I feel like I'm gonna be kind of disappointed. I think it's gonna taste a little bit like ranch, but it's gonna taste more on the vanilla sweet side.
Did
than
you try the Kraft
savory.
One? Did you have so Van Leeuwen last year or 2 years ago? They partnered with Kraft macaroni and cheese. Did you see this? And they did a Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. I never tried
did
it.
Did not try that.
And I had friends who were like, "It's really good. It's like kind of sweet.
It's really good."
Yeah, they liked it. They might still have it somewhere. So that was the first weirdo partnership. Now they're doing Hidden Valley. We should order it and try it for next week. And we'll give you guys a full-on taste test live.
Oh, we're doing a full-on taste test. The only thing with these little whatever, it's like the Subway purse.
They sell out in like 2 seconds. You're like, well, don't you want the people to taste it? Like, yeah. Let us. They're making it so exclusive.
How do we pre-order it? Maybe we should just DM them on Instagram and be like, how can I get my hands on one of these? I don't even eat ice cream. I'm lactose free. So this is, I'm going to jeopardize my life to taste this for you guys. But I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Anna,
but I'm
going to have a different. Sure you want to do that?
You know, I will do it. But I she's like, if I don't make it through, you know, episode 11, you guys know what happened. Okay. Come and find me. I'm locked in the bathroom. I will survive, but it won't be pretty. No, but it's so funny to me that like they put this out and everyone's like, oh God, but everyone's going to fucking try it. You're right. It's going to sell out everywhere and we're not going to even be able to get our hands on one. But maybe we will, you know, the power of a blue check mark really can help you out in situations like these. Dear Van Leeuwen.
Div. Sweetest regards, Van Leeuwen.
My entire life I've thought of ranch ice cream and now you're making my dreams come true. And they'll be like, okay, maybe we'll send you some.
We need to like write it on a scroll. My co-host and I would like to acquire some of your, procure some of your new ice cream flavors.
Yes.
I mean,
we are big wigs and we need a big, big, big flavor. Also, we're not
that is
British.
Ranch.
Don't be confused. We're full on disgusting Americans.
And that's what ranch ice cream is. The most American, branded thing ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Literally ever.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, you guys, Dre met one of her heroes yesterday. The one and only Patty, speaking of Europe, the one and only Paris Hilton released a book this week. Tell us about it. You went to the book signing. You are one of the lucky ones who got to go and take a photo and meet her. I need to hear all of this.
You're right. I was trying to figure out if we should just split this podcast into two episodes because we have so much to catch up. I don't know what has this whole week. I'm like forgetting what even happened. But yes, first and foremost, Paris launched a book. It's her memoir. It's official. And
what's it called?
She had a book signing. Paris, the memoir.
Okay, that's
easy.
Hot. That's hot.
It's exactly what you think it would be called. Paris, the memoir.
I'm sliving.
It is sliving, iconic. It's got a great photo of her on the front. I have it right over there, but I can't reach it. But it's just, it's giving very Paris. So my cousin is a huge Paris fan. We used to listen to Paris. We used to listen to like Stars Are Blind together and dance around in our room. My cousin
Love
is like
it.
This very amazing gay icon. We grew up together like when I would come to New York because he lives here. And
I lived for the simple life. I wanted to let you know I had two beta fish in college for 2 years named Paris and Nicole. Huge fan.
Huge, huge fan. Well, actually, what Paris's husband Carter said could be big news for you. Like very exciting.
Okay. Keep going.
Very exciting. So it was like a 300 cap person. We go to Barnes & Noble's down in Union Square. And she had been doing press since 4 a.m. So she did like, it was her full official launch day. So the book is like live. So she was on Good Morning America. She did podcasts. She was on news. And she did the Drew Barrymore show. And then she did her book signing at Barnes & Noble's. And then she had an overnight flight to London to go do press all day today, the day we're recording. And I was like, girl.
Wow.
When I see people that get tired after... after the pandemic, I was tired after like lifting my toe. But now I'm a little bit, now I'm back to work and I feel like my social barometer, I can last much longer. But it seemed like Paris was like, she was giving it her all after like 12 hours talking to people. So it was amazing. We saw her, got to get the book signed. She was so, so sweet. We were like one of the last people in line. We waited 3 hours.
I was going to ask how long did you have to wait? Three hours,
because she gives time to each and every person. And there's a professional photographer taking pictures and there's a videographer because she was recording her new reality show. I think it's with her and Carter. So we had to sign NDAs in case we're featured. What's up?
Sick.
Yeah. Sliving. So once I get up there, her social media manager comes up to me and she's like, oh, my God, you do the impression of her on TikTok.
Stop.
Right?
You got recognized.
I was like, wait a minute, because Paris has liked a couple of my things, but I realized she has such a big social team that like it's them liking it for sure. But I almost did an ad with Hilton like 3 months ago. So like maybe I'm on the radar. I have no idea. Probably not. But I ended up doing the video. I go up there. It's 10 seconds. They go, OK, we're just going to hit record and just like give a book, just like give a commercial. So I just, you know, this is my book. It's launching today. And like, that's hot. And she's as stunning. She does not look a day over 25. Like it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because she's a new mom, even though it was surrogacy, but like, and Carter was there the whole time hyping up the crowd. He was such a nice guy.
Aww.
And he so nice. He was going up to every person taking pictures and he was like hyping up the crowd. Like, I love you, Paris. Like everyone, thank you so much for being here. He pulled out a credit card and he got his own licensed LLC, the luckiest guy in the world. He owns a business called that, and he has a business credit card that says the luckiest guy in the world. And he was showing everyone, this is Paris Hilton, the heiress of Hilton's husband, showing his credit card to absolute lunatic strangers. I was like, I like, am speechless.
Someone could have taken his number and fucking gone out shopping.
Like, thank you.
Wait, what?
The absolute.
Maybe it's not a real credit card. Maybe it was just like a gimmick.
Yeah, I because it must have been. Because the way he was just flipping that around, I was like, sir, that is like a Chase Sapphire thick ass.
Also, but get it was in just touch with like reality, so dude. I really liked him until now. Now I'm like, why is he flashing a credit card around? These poor people fucking waited in line in the rain, skipped breakfast to come and get one photo with her.
So he was how was she? His story. But it was funny. I was like, what? And then he did say that, hey guys, who liked the simple life? Did you ever think Nicole and Paris might get back together again? Like, it could be in the works. And everybody started screaming. We're like, wait, is this real? Is this not? What's happening?
Oh my God. It better be real.
So it better be fucking real.
I would die.
Yeah. Can you, did you ever do Paris impression? We were talking about this before.
Yeah. Like I like tried, you know, like that's hot.
Yeah.
I'm slithing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the simple
whatever
life. The simple life.
Nicole is one of my best friends.
I have a dog named Tinkerbell and Bambi. And I had a cooking show on Netflix and it was so hot.
It was so hot. And like
so hot.
My sister Nikki, we always like hang out together. I like her a lot.
Yeah. She has like kids. And Carter, he's like so supportive. Yeah. I'm slipping.
I could get into it better.
I'm slipping. Yeah.
Whenever I get into her voice, I just start saying, that's hot, and yeah. And then I also give a breathy laugh because she goes,
yeah. Jimmy Fallon, I went on his show to like promote that's hot.
Loves it.
This is just an hour of me and you talking as Paris.
Paris ASMR.
Loves it. Loves that's hot.
I'm slipping.
Yeah. Hee hee.
Oh, they got the sanasa going in the crowd. It was awesome.
But then she has this like lower voice. And then she gets into her real voice. And she's like, I just do that.
Yeah.
And that I'm like, and I only saw it in the documentary a little bit.
Yeah.
Like it came out.
Sometimes it came like, it comes out on talk shows or whatever. She'll like start talking like her.
I wonder if it changes by mood, because I feel like sometimes when she's angry, she's like, oh my God. You know, go really deep when she's pissed about something, and then when she is happy.
Yay. Yay. Oh my God. Love that. Yeah. Love that. I'm slipping.
That was pretty good, right?
See, that was good.
I'm slipping.
It's kind of in the throat, feels like boogery. Like there's like a booger in the back of the throat, but then you're also giving a little baby.
You guys. Yeah, so you crazy. Guys. I'm in London. It's so crazy.
No, that was too hard of a C. Isn't it so funny how we do this? Yeah. That's the only way to do impressions. People are always like, how did you ever get into impressions, right? I'm like, I don't know. I just sit in my fucking room and talk like them a lot.
And keep talking. Stare at yourself.
I spent an entire week in my apartment as Jamie Lee Curtis. Jared's like, enough. Go somewhere else. And I'm like, do I have her yet? Michelle, yo. He's like, stop.
Nepo baby. Speaking
Nepo
of
baby.
Our girl. Aww. How did you think? What was her? What was the performance?
Oh my
the
God,
Oscars?
We
what did
even,
you think?
The first thing on our list, you guys, is post Oscars reactions. We just breezed on by that. First of all, the Oscars are my Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I will say I was ill prepared
everything.
This year. Thank God I didn't have a real pool. Jared and I did our own pool, but I lost by 3. Yeah. Usually, I used to have a huge party. I mean, we didn't know each other then. I had a huge party in New York every year. I'd have a pool, I'd have a major party, all this food, wow. alcohol. I did it in my screening room the last few years before the pandemic.
Shut up.
Yeah. It was so fun. We'd have like 25, 30 people, and it grew.
A party.
So I had texts from my friends in New York, and they're like, "Are you having a screening party?" And I was like, "Just me and Jared." It was a lot. I had my parents here all week. I was like, "There's no way I'm fucking entertaining right now." And I had a Super Bowl party, so it was like enough. Oscars. Did you watch?
Two parties were too much.
Yeah.
I was coming home from the airport, so I got the tail end of it. I got to see not Shakira. What the hell? I got to see not Ciara. I got to see
Rihanna. Wow. A lot of people are going to cancel you.
Ciara. Right. Rihanna.
It took you three people to get to Rihanna.
There's just like truly too much going on. Okay, so I saw her performance and then that onwards.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple questions for you about certain things that I thought were interesting. But
okay. Let's talk.
Give your reactions.
My reactions. You know, it was a very smooth show. I think Jimmy Kimmel is the fucking best host of the Oscars. He really is just like,
okay.
He crushes. I do. I think he's like so comfortable up there. He'll say some jokes that are borderline offensive, but not really. You know what I mean? Yep. Like that are like tasteful offensive. I don't know if that's even a category.
I agree.
But I just think he's good at
tastefully
it.
Tastefully offensive.
Yeah. You know, not cringe. Like people can get up there and it could be cringe. No, yeah. He was great. And I thought the Oscars were great. I thought there were so many good speeches. How do I say his name? Ki Hee Kwan was amazing. Oh, I mean, you knew he was going to win. He won every award in every fucking like show this year. And it was just like, we cried. Jared was crying when he won. And it was just so nice. And it was the year of the comeback. It was really inspiring, you know?
Oh, ain't no better way to say it. Year of the comeback.
Yeah.
It's the comeback tour.
The comeback tour. And it's like, and when Michelle Yeoh, I mean, like when she spoke and she was like, women, do not let anyone tell you you're past your prime. Like she's standing up there, 60 years old. She's been a successful actress forever. And she's never gotten this kind of honor, you know, from the Academy. Same with Jamie Lee Curtis, fucking icon forever. Yes, she's a Nepo baby, but whatever. She's had a great career and she's a great actress. And the fact that like they're now being recognized for it is so. And Brendan Fraser, I mean, all of them. I really felt like it gave me hope as an older millennial who has not received an Oscar yet. It gave me hope to not quit, to keep going. You know, you never know when someone is going to just say, today's the day we recognize you and we praise you. And it's just, it feels really cool. And I felt like it was a special night. I don't know. I liked it. It was also like the first night everyone was all dressed up. They were excited to be there. It wasn't like it didn't feel like we had to talk about a pandemic or we had to mm-hmm. talk about COVID. You know, like even in the last few years, like whether it's been like Zoom or not, whatever, it felt like the first year that it was like a really big deal again. So
do they always seat them in those rows and it's not at a dinner table? Because yes. I was just thinking. So it's always seated like that
for the Oscars. Yeah, because it's at that theater. Yeah. The Golden Globes, they're at a table and they get drunk all night.
And they get drunk all night.
SAG
but I'm
Awards
just thinking, aren't
table.
These people stunning? Stunning? Everybody was stunning. But aren't people starving during these long?
It's early in LA. So remember that. So the show starts at 5. So you can like have lunch and then you're done by 8:30, you know, and you have dinner.
And then you're out the door.
I think they probably have snacks there, you know, or stick some Haribo bananas in your little clutch. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find
Call
me at the
back.
Oscars. They're going to be like, what is she eating? I'm going to be like, it's a cherry. It's a Haribo cherry. I got it in my
Haribo cherry.
I would do that.
Yeah, that's a really good snack.
I'd have like loose Skittles in my bag just rolling around. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. I liked watching the Oscars. I will say, record year for me, I fell asleep during multiple movies that were nominated.
Did you know Elizabeth Banks directed Cocaine Bear? When she came out to talk about the graphics, I was like, wait, what? Like, I love when I'm surprised like that.
Yeah. She's been directing a lot. So I didn't know that until that moment, actually, because I know nothing of Cocaine Bear.
I know nothing about a bear and cocaine.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? I have no idea what it's about. Is it about a bear who does cocaine? Like, I literally have no idea.
As the name suggests, surprisingly enough, it is about a bear on cocaine.
Well, there you go. You know what I gotta say? Great title. Really gives
absolutely you. Getting to the point. You know, I don't want to beat around the bush in 2023.
Same with 80
I want you
for
to
Brady.
Get
to
Thank
the
you.
Fucking point.
Get get to the damn point. They're 80 and they got, they're hot for Brady.
It's it. That's it. That's all you need.
Everything, everywhere, all at once, at the same time, all around, floating around. Mm-hmm. Perfect name. Yeah. I don't know what. Anytime I watch the trailer for that movie, I'm like, that's what it's about.
You've
like
never
everything,
seen it?
Everywhere. Remember we talked about last episode, I was like, I'm going to watch it. I didn't have the time to watch it because I was watching a guy eating Haribo gummies.
This is the week. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Hands down. I was binge watching a documentary, which we don't even need to. I'm so freaked out by our government. This, I need to stop watching documentaries. It's sending me. But anyway, back to Cocaine Bear.
Back to the Oscars. That bear, she was yeah. looked like he was on cocaine. I mean, I guess that was the point. Like, let's get a really fucked up bear, you know?
I guess that was I feel like two people were in that suit.
It was tall.
It was a tall ass bear.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
So you got to see the end, too. You got to see the end awards, the big ones.
The big ones, yes.
Did you watch any of the carpet?
I didn't get to see the carpet because I was on a flight, like half asleep. I couldn't even like log into Wi-Fi because I was like so out of it. But what were you? Did you have like top looks? And you did a red carpet, right? A red carpet recap.
I did a red carpet recap. Yeah. I did have some top looks, and I had thoughts about the red carpet. I got to get on that red carpet. We got to be on that red carpet next year. It's a hard job. You know what I mean? It's not an easy job, but I really felt like a lot of people on the carpets were not. Red carpet interviewers, and they could be fucking amazing people at other things. And I talked about this a little bit this week on the Michelle Collins show, but like, it just felt like they don't know how to make it a fun conversation with these actors. They're on this carpet because like, and you want to get the best of their personality. This is a time to see them real. You know what I'm saying? My top looks. I was going to just say, Jessica Chastain always crushes it for me. I don't know if you saw her silver gown. She's a fucking movie star.
Movie stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Angela Bassett looked incredible. That purple was to die for. I'm trying to think who else stood out for me. There were a couple that I really... There was a lot of white bodies. Yeah, I was going to say there was too much white. I didn't like a lot of the white dresses. Rooney Mara's dress, I did not like. I didn't like Michelle Williams' dress. I didn't like, it was just like bridal-y, like old lady. It aged her. I don't know. And I'm trying to think who else. I loved Kate Hudson. I think she always looks slamming.
I was going to say that after Christine, I am losing my mind, but it was the same like sparkly golden, more so silver, but Kate looked absolutely beyond stunning.
Yeah. And I thought Kendall Jenner fucking crushed it in that mermaid gown at the Vanity Fair party. That was one of my favorite looks of the night.
Now, did that dress add some curvature or did, because I can never tell. Kendall has always been more on the slender, more athletic body type, but that dress made it silhouette to the T. Like it was a curvy dress. She looked beyond.
Yeah, she looked really cool. No offense to Kylie, but I think Kendall, honey, she knocked it out of the park. I mean,
it's okay, Mom. You can pick your favorites.
It was Kendall. too bad Chris didn't go. Yeah, I thought the Vanity Fair fashion was better than the actual Oscars fashion, which I guess makes sense, but you know. And shout out to Mindy Kaling. She had her dress in two colors. I thought that was pretty bomb.
Mindy Kaling, talk about a comeback tour. Talk about a glow up, sweetie.
It was a night of comebacks. Yes. Did you see? She walked the red carpet in the white dress, which I thought was showed her body off amazing, and she looked hot as hell. But I thought the dress had way too many things going on. It was like peplum and sleeves, and you know, had a corset. It was a lot. It could have been like, I don't know. I have thoughts on how to redesign it. But then she walks out on stage. She's presenting, and she walks out, and I go, "Oh my god, she's in this dress in black." I was like, how cool is that to be like, I love this dress. Actually, can we also have it in another color? Because like when I just present, I just want to wear it in another color. And I liked it better in black, TBH. But
I feel as though that's a very Mindy thing.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Mindy Project, her show, and I could just see her being like, I kind of like that dress. Except I would like it in black too. So can I have it? Thanks.
She's the coolest. I love her.
Yes. And I was going to ask you about the Ashley Graham, Hugh Grant interview because of the interviews being awkward.
Yeah. I want to hear what you thought. I want to hear your thoughts. You watched it all, right? Online?
Yeah. And if you guys haven't seen it, it's just a very awkward interaction. Ashley's asking pretty, basic interview questions, but it was Hugh's job to just like not be a douche. I think he was just outright acting like he didn't know anything of the questions or any answer. He had no creative answers, and he just totally treated Ashley like a dumpster fire. Like, what was that?
I think that was my initial thought. And mm-hmm. I, because I saw it, I didn't see it live. I wasn't watching like the coverage of ABC or whatever. I was on E. Great. I'm sorry. I was on E. I wasn't on ABC. And that's where my TV goes. No. And I, so I saw it on like TikTok, like the first, mm-hmm. you know, time or whatever. Same. And I only saw like a piece of it where he looked like an asshole. And I was like, oh God, like how awful. Then I watched a longer clip on YouTube. Shout out to all the platforms, and I watched like the interview from like start to finish of when he like walked up, and then I don't know if you've seen the whole thing, but
I haven't.
I will say this: I think it's a combination of both. I mm-hmm. think she's not meant for that job. I think she's very talented. She's very beautiful. She's very likable. She's so fun. I think she was very nervous on the carpet. She was not prepared, and she didn't have questions to ask him. So she's asking him the world's most basic questions that anyone could ask on a carpet. And I thought he was also a grump. That's how he is. If you watch him in any interview, he is a mm-hmm. grumpy English man who's like, I don't really give a fuck about this like frou-frou of Hollywood, you know, like he's an actor, but he even on like talk shows and stuff, he's grumpy, he's bitter. So I think also if you know that about him, you would maybe be a little more prepared. And Michelle and I talked about this. All she needed to do was say one thing in the beginning of that interview that was specific to him, you know. Hey, right. Hugh Grant, let's talk about my favorite movie, Bridget Jones's Diary. Like, we've gotten three. Are there going to be more? Like, you know, it's one of the best. Do you have a favorite rom-com you've ever done? Like, you could say anything to this man that's specific to his career. Instead, she was sort of like, what are you wearing? Like, are you excited for, who are you excited for tonight? Like, nothing. He could have been a fly on the wall. And I think that's how he took it initially, too, and was like, this girl doesn't know who I am. Well, why should I answer questions? She didn't even know who I am. Like, if you're going to interview me, know who I am. So I felt the pressure on both ends. I hope that makes it clear. I don't know, you know, and especially as someone who interviews people, right? You always want to have something. Yes, I'm sure the network gives her a list of questions she has to ask people. People are expecting you to say certain things. He could have been like, who's your suit by? He could have said who his suit was by. He said like, my tailor. Like, okay.
She's like, you. Oh, you made your suit? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But in that situation, and I was talking about this with our friend Darren Karp. Shout out to Darren. We had this talk last night. In that situation, mm-hmm. if someone's giving you a shitty interview, right? And maybe you didn't ask the right questions. Whatever happens in that moment, you would find anything to dig yourself out. I would literally be like, well, okay. Well, if you don't want to talk about your suit, then, hey, remember when you did 9 months? Oh, my God. I love Julianne Moore. Like, what was it like working with her? Something else. Like, anything that's about him. That only he can speak on.
She did ask about Glass Castle and
Glass Onion. Yes.
Glass Onion. And his response was just,
well, I mean, I was only in it for 5 minutes.
I was only in it for 3 seconds.
Yeah. I was only in it for 3 seconds. She's like, okay, well, you must be able to tell me something from the experience.
Yeah.
She tried to follow it up, but he was making it kind of hard.
He was. Yeah.
For him, you gotta also do your research.
She shouldn't have asked him that. Like, because he's not who you think of when you think of that movie. I do think she needed more coaching on who she was going to see or meet. Or like, you know, she should have a producer even in her ear being like, hey, ask him something about Bridget Jones. There's rumors of it coming back. You know, here's something specific. What about what's the show he did last year? Like, are we getting a season 2 of that murder show he did with Nicole Kidman? That was so fucking good. That was him, right? My brain is like, what was that?
I'm not
show?
Thinking of the movie, but
the show, HBO show, you know, where she wore the coat and she like, and you didn't know like who killed. It was a murder show. It was like the top show on HBO. I'm gonna die now. Hold on.
Murder with Selena Gomez.
Mm-mm.
Murders in the Building.
No. Oh my God, Jared's gonna kill me because last week we forgot the name of something on this podcast. I'm looking it up. Nicole Kidman. The Undoing. God. Best show last year. I said The Undoing.
No, I never saw it.
The best fucking show on HBO last year. Sorry, Successioners.
Damn.
Yo, if you, it
yeah,
was
gonna come for you.
It was a good show. People loved The Undoing. You got to watch it. You would love it. It's only like 8 episodes, 6 episodes. kind of like Mare of Easttown. It was like one of those shows you were like, I fucking have to watch this. The Undoing. They play a married couple and there's a murder and you don't know who did it. And it's really juicy. But yeah, that was an awkward moment. I'll say that for sure.
That was an awkward moment. It's always funny with celebrities because you always wonder what they think of each other now. But Hugh and Ashley aren't going to be like running in the same circle. So it's not like they're going to see each other all the time, you know?
Yeah.
It's an awkward moment for the rest of like the world to see. And then the news cycle goes on and something else happens.
And they probably both don't give a fuck anymore. Like neither of them is thinking about this. Like,
right.
You know, they both have like their lives and better things to do. And everyone is so desperate for drama that we're all like, oh my God, you guys, let's talk about this drama. God bless that woman wore the fucking dress that went over her head in the audience. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen ever. Thames, who wrote the song that Rihanna,
the humongous white beehive that blocked everyone's view.
So funny. It was like a hood that was like on steroids. It was like a stick. It was like a character at Disney World, and she's sitting in the audience, and that was the funniest thing I've ever. I was like, God, you know what? That is so funny to me. Someone could do that.
They did shout that out, and I did think that was absolutely iconic move.
Iconic.
It's like, nope, you're not going to see above my head. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
While
we're on celebrity topics, hot topics from celebrities, Lindsay Lohan. Hello, everybody. Lindsay Lohan announced she is having a baby. Aren't you excited?
Hot tops. I am beyond excited, but I was so let down with the baby announcement.
Really?
It's not that celebrities need to do big baby announcements, but the picture she posted, I was like, where did she get this? Pinterest? It was a baby onesie, a white onesie, and it said baby soon with like cursive letters.
Coming
like,
soon.
Like legit, did we find this? Coming soon.
Yeah.
To a screen near you. She should have done, I don't know, like a funny little Parent Trap picture. I don't know.
I was like, what? How would you redirect this announcement? How would you direct this announcement? A video? Or like?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't be like that. I would be like, this is how you have a baby in Mykonos, bitch. And then it would be like her dancing with a little baby like next to her. I mean, that's how you play your old.
Can we make that video and put it on Big Wigs of Lindsay Lohan? You know that dance in the silver outfit where she's like dancing like an old lady and it's like really awkward. And we put a little baby in her arms and say, congratulations, Lindsay. Guys, this is going to blow the internet up. Wait, that's so funny to me, that image.
Baby on board. Baby on. That image, it's hilarious. Like, I feel like that is what I was expecting.
I felt like it was whatever. Why do people even have to fucking announce? I mean, I guess they have to announce it if they're a celebrity especially. But it was like, I was sort of like, oh, cute. Oh, right. She did get married. Oh, I was like, who's she having a baby with? Oh, right. She got married. That was my reaction, was like, oh, okay. Because I knew she did, you know, give me another Christmas movie, Lindsay. You know, I feel like, would we have been just as excited for this announcement if she was like, coming soon, another Christmas movie? I would have been like, yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, I'm so happy for you and your happy growing family, Lindsay, but truly we just want to see you back on the stage. We want so much from our actors and our performers.
Give me another Netflix film, girlfriend. Yeah, that was really funny. But I loved it. It made me feel old a little bit. Maybe because The Parent Trap is always on TV and I watch it every time it's on TV. So my brain still does think of Lindsay Lohan as 9. Do you know what I mean? Or like 11. 11?
Oh my God. I think of her as Freaky Friday. So I always imagine her, she's like kind of in her like tween years, like 17, 18, 16, going on that like punk stage. And that's where she lives in my mind. Amanda Bynes fully lives as she's the man.
Yeah. Amanda Bynes is almost like
fully.
What was the show on SNCC? You know, the sketch show that she did. All that. I think of Amanda Bynes.
Damn. You put
I'm old.
You're putting her back in the day before the Amanda show. Amanda.
I was going to say Freaky Friday. Imagine if we got a reboot of Freaky Friday, but like with them, with Lindsay and Jamie, like now.
Jamie was just quoted for saying how amazing it was to work with Lindsay and how talented she is and how she deserves to have like a more private family life now. But I do think that Jamie would totally be down for it.
For sure.
I just think they would have to like shell out a lot of money for Lindsay.
And for Oscar winner Jamie, I think she costs more now. Once you win that Oscar, you go to a whole new fucking bracket, you know?
You win a new tax bracket.
I know.
I guess that's true. But, I mean, both of them are heavy hitters, so, like, they're going to have to shell out a lot.
Back to Jamie Lee Curtis for a hot sec. It's so funny because I knew she was married to Christopher Guest, but now we've seen them on, like, a lot of, like, carpets together and everything. And I always am like, oh, my God. Like, and it's funny to me, she wasn't even ever in his movies. But and he has such an iconic career, especially in the comedy world, that you're like, oh, my God, what a power couple, the two of them. And I saw her in an interview. She just was like, she saw him at, like, a bar and was like, I'm going to marry that guy. And, like, did. So.
A Hollywood story that's actually normal. We stan.
Right. Sees him. Met them like, at a bar. Yeah, but he was also probably like, wait, who is she? Oh, look at who her parents are. And she's like, oh, wow. Christopher Guest, you know, then he did these iconic, you know, Best in Show and A Mighty Wind and all the fucking good comedy movies. Anyway, people are saying Jamie should go on the White Lotus. And I think, yes, I think she'd be an amazing person on the White Lotus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they did ask her. And she was like, where is the next? It was so funny. She asked where the next location is.
No. At first, she didn't know what it was. What is the White Lotus? Oh, and they were like, it's a TV show.
Oh, amazing. Where does it film? Okay.
I know, right?
I love it. Ask logistical questions first.
We need Jennifer Coolidge on next season. They better have her, like, long-lost twin show up. You know, pull one of those moves.
They absolutely, and they know they need to too. It's not even like a question. Like, everybody was obsessed with her in both seasons. They're gonna have to do it,
right? Like, doppelganger, you know, that they find in another part of the world, and they're like, wait, she looks a lot like Tanya.
Wait, our girl? Yeah, no. They've got to have like a twin situation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it. Can I just say how proud I am for getting? We got through so much of our list that we wanted to go through. We were so prepared for episode 10. I'm so proud of us. I'm really proud of us for getting to episode 10, too. Like, props to you. You're amazing to work with. And I live for these.
You are amazing to work with, Anna. Really, truly. I mean, no, we do. We're honestly, it's pretty.
The last few weeks have been hard. And now I'm excited that we're both kind of like, okay, we have some time to, like, really focus on it and, like, do it.
We have time to figure out. Yeah. Especially when it's, I mean, we're running a 10-man job here, but it's just two of us as podcasts do. But it is, like, more work than what you just, like, randomly see. So I am happy. I'm proud of us. We did it.
Yeah.
We're making videos together. We're doing collabs. We're talking to people. And we do want to get guests on here. But I do think it's we got to figure out our groove first, which is why we've been waiting a little bit to get
our
guest list on here.
But don't worry, guys. They're coming.
The guests are coming. But honestly, I do appreciate a podcast that just is able to, like, have the co-hosts carry the show. We have a good conversation. We have so much to catch up on.
I know. So much. Do you have any bigwig moments of the week? I love doing this. I like to hear something. What's a win for you this week? What's something that also the stand-up show that you did when you freaked out and then you did it. That's a bigwig moment. You did it. But
yes, that for sure is on my bigwig list this week is saying you're going to do something, committing to it, and then being really scared shitless and doing it. So we overcame fears this week. And then also getting to meet Paris. It's just
yes, that's a huge bigwig moment.
It's a full circle moment. I loved it.
I loved it.
What about you?
I loved it. I loved meeting you.
Just love it.
It was so fun.
It was great.
My
bigwig moment. Okay, can I be shallow for a second? But it's a big moment for me. You guys,
please do.
Nobody judge me. I hit 90K on Instagram. That's a bigwig moment for me.
Yes.
I'm not publicly. This is for you guys, my family here. You know what I mean? If you've listened to 59 minutes of this podcast, then I can brag about this to you because you're a fucking real one. And I know you're a real one. And, you know, I don't like to thrive on numbers. I don't like to sit there and stare and stare and stare. But when you hit, like, a milestone like that, you're like, wait, I'm close to 100K. And that's when I get to celebrate publicly. I'm excited for it. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, guys. That was a big
moment
for me.
That's huge.
Thank you.
Okay. The growth, it's insane. You were at, what, 50K and you grew 40K in 2 months?
Less.
I was at, like, I like to 30. Talk about the growth.
I was at like 30K.
But holy balls, you guys.
I know. I know. So content is coming out, guys. Content is key. Content keeps churning out. I will be continuing to churn it out. You know, and it's true. When you said we do the job, it's so funny because people are like, someone the other day asked, like, what are you working on? What can I see you in? And my brain was literally, I think I was like, Instagram. I was like, do you have TikTok? You could see me in the TikTok. I mean, I've done stuff, and there's stuff I could be like, yeah, I hosted a game show.
You can find us on BuzzFeed, also HQ, of our old archived jobs.
But it's true. Day to day, you know, we're doing this kind of stuff. We're making our own work. And so I'm like, yeah. I don't know, just follow me on social. It's important, you know? So I'm trying to say is, guys, follow Big Wigs on social because we are almost at 500, which is great for a podcast. For 10 episodes, I'll take it, you know?
I'll take it.
And yeah, and I think it'll be really fun when ads start coming out because, guys, we'll just do our ads in a voice, you know? We'll give you an impression ad.
Those are the best kind of ads, of course.
Of course they are.
That's what we always try to get with our sponsored posts anyways. We're like, can we just do this ad, but just Teresa?
Yeah.
And then we'll all get sued.
Oh, I miss Teresa.
Totally fine.
I didn't get a Teresa today.
We haven't gotten a Teresa. I think she's pretty good. Honestly, it's been pretty quiet.
Same with Julia Fox. I love when the celebrities like take a break from social for a while. And you're like, are they okay? Where are they? You know, usually they're...
Where are people at?
What's happening in their lives? And it's like, oh, they're people too. And they live their lives and they don't have to be on Instagram nonstop or whatever. I forget sometimes, you guys. I forget.
I forget that they're real people.
I know. The Kardashians Obviously. Are real people. Listen, you know... Big wig manifestation here. We're gonna meet the Kardashians soon. Okay, too many people are connecting us to them. You know, tagging them, whatever. It's gonna happen, and I'm just ready for it. You know what I mean? Pick out your outfit, girl, because we're going to lunch.
I do have a hot take about this. I never sought out to meet them. I do think it'd be a really, really fun content piece, and it would be really fun to meet these people that we have been watching for so long. But it's not like my goal to meet them because I don't think.
I think we could
form a friendship, but I won't feel like I just think they're real people too. So it's not like I need to meet them to fulfill my goal of being a good impersonator, I guess.
I didn't say that. I don't think you need to meet anybody to fulfill your goal of being a good impersonator. But I do think it would be so fun in this day and age with the cameras that we have, with the fucking cell phone. How fun would it be to have lunch with them? So I'm manifesting it. It's a goal of mine.
It's a goal of mine. I agree with you in that goal. I think it would be really fun to watch back and be like, that was a really fun day.
If we never meet them, life will go on and you will still do an iconic Courtney and I will still continue working on my Chris, which I'd say is at a B level.
It's so good.
It's at a B level right now. Thank you. I'm working. But yeah, no, it's so funny to me because I didn't used to think that was attainable. Do you know what I mean? Like I never thought years ago, like, am I going to meet this person I do? Like when I met Sarah Silverman and I was like, I do an impression of you and people say I look like it was just such a fun moment. And it's something I'll always remember. And I haven't worked with her yet, but, you know, we're going to work together at some point. But, you know, I just feel like it's fun to put it in the universe.
And that's what social media has done. It's kind of like broken down the walls of us feeling like we'll never be able to reach them. But like 100%. I mean, once you got mentioned on Call Her Daddy, it was like, okay, this is so attainable. It's insane.
Insane.
Like, put a couple TikToks out. If you don't think that people see it, somebody's social media manager has seen the stuff and they've shared it with their boss.
The Paris thing, yes.
Her social media manager, like maybe, and I was like, can I have the video? And they're like, no, Paris has to see it first and she has to approve it. And I was like, all right, that makes sense. Like, she has to like see everything.
Did you film your own or no? Were you like Paris?
Well, I look back at my cousin. I go, did you get that? He was like, no, I was just watching you. And I was like, oh my God. But they got it on their cameras. And then it was also on the big video cameras for like TV. So I hope that it's recorded somewhere. But
my fingers are crossed.
But you're so right. It's not that I like don't not want to meet the Kardashians. I'm just saying that it's not. I always think it's like a burden for these celebrities to meet us, but no, it's actually probably really fun. It's like a form of flattery to meet the people that impersonate. Yeah. So I definitely think it would be fun over not. Well, for sure.
Well, like it or not, pick out your fucking outfit. I'm getting an invite, and we're going out with Chris. I'm the Chris in this situation right now. I'm like, Courtney,
it's gonna be so fun.
Pull it together. We're going out with Chris.
You're so right. You're so right. You know, you have to have bigger expectations, because when I went into like BravoCon, I was thinking, oh, I'll never see Teresa. This will never happen. Turns out she, you know, it all happened.
You went out to dinner with her.
I went out to dinner with her. Like, yeah, you like literally never know what happens. And I've always had the mindset of like, oh, it's fine. I don't need to. No. Put it out in the universe.
Put it out. Be a big wig and dream big. I really, that's why we called it this podcast. You know what I mean? Think beyond whatever you're thinking right now. Think beyond that. Dream big. That's what they said at the Oscars. Okay. That's what's happening.
That's what Lady Gaga has always said.
There you go.
Club. Another club. We're over an hour, but we do have a hot takes, but we can save it for next week, to be honest.
Do you want to do it or not do it? We could do it for five minutes. Let's do it for 5 minutes. All of our episodes are over an hour. It's fine. Give me a hot take.
Whatever.
Give me some hot takes that you wanted to do.
Paris Hilton says she once snuck teenage Khloe Kardashian into a club. And she said, your name is Betsy Johnson. The socialite disguised the Kardashian star in a long red wing and a floppy black hat.
This is a terrible disguise because Betsy Johnson's a real person. Okay.
And she has like white dreads. Not a red wig. So our hot takes this week is, what's the craziest thing you've done to get into a party, an event, or a club?
I would also love for our listeners to send us the craziest thing you've ever done to get into a party.
This is what we're going to need you guys to do. Send us a voice memo on Instagram. You hold down the microphone. We will screen record it and we will play it next week.
Yeah. Send us that. Or if you don't want it to do your voice, that's fine. Send us a DM and we'll read it, because I want to hear people's, what is it? Craziest thing you've ever done to get into a party or a club.
Or a red carpet event, because I'm calling out Anna.
Okay.
But this could be like a full-on story, because I have a personal story that I did for my friend. So I won't do it in a voice, but if you have like a crazy story,
I can do a real story.
I think we should do a real story today, because this one is like so easily pertainable to our lives.
Do you want me to go first, or you want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, you go.
Okay.
You go.
It's similar. So I used to do this character, an original character, and her name was Scarlet Violet, and she
Scarlet Violet.
And I she was kind of a washed up Joan Rivers, which is funny because now I do an impression of Joan Rivers, and different voice. And I wore this wig or whatever, and my friend had to film a fucking like branded commercial with L'Oreal, and he's cool as hell, and he was like, come with me, we're going to New York Fashion Week, to Lincoln Center, went back when it was like at Lincoln Center, and I went in my costume, like fully in like drag, and we had a microphone, we had a camera, and he had to do his work, but we had passes, so I was basically like the PA or whatever, you know, and so I had a pass to go to the Hervé Léger show, you know, those tight bandeau dresses.
Do I know Hervé Léger? Hervé Léger. I made my mom buy. I was like, I need a bandage dress, mom. Like, why
the most
those
expensive? Now there's really good copies. Sorry, but there is.
Oh yeah,
there are.
Yeah, but I was obsessed with like the gradient colors.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's so cool that you went to
So we go to this show. There's two episodes of this on YouTube somewhere. I should probably repurpose them and put them on TikTok because they're funny.
Have to.
And I only had my only backstory was I was so I lied to these famous influencers and models, and I interviewed them like on the like at the show. And I said that I was and we lied to the guards, because after we filmed, we still had the cameras rolling. And I wonder if they had a certain, you know, spot they were allowed to film in or whatever, and we were just fucking filming around the show. And so we told the guards at the New York Fashion Week that we were shooting a pilot for Bravo. And they shut up. They let us go. And it's so funny that that's all it took. I'm like, God, everyone is so fucking desperate for fame. This guard is probably like, maybe I'll make it to Bravo. My wife will be excited. But
sure.
Yeah. And so I fully like lied to all these people. I said I was the widow of TJ Maxx. That's not even a human being. I was the late widow of TJ Maxx. And I said that I had a son who was a doctor. And I was trying to find a wife for my son. And so I'm talking to these hot models and these like influencers that have billions of followers and shit. And I was just like, asking the most random ass questions. And so, but we got in and we got to the party after, we got into the tents after, and it was so fun. You know, I look back and I'm like, wow, it would have been also fun to go as Anna, but it was also fun to be this mysterious.
In a full ass wig. You were in a red, isn't the wig kind of like red purple?
No, as the
it was Scarlet blonde. Violet.
Oh, wait, yes, no, it was wait, red. It was red. You're right. I was like, yeah. My brain. Yeah, it was red. You're right. Scarlet Violet. I did it twice.
I remember watching this video.
So we did that. The New York Fashion Week was scary because there were a lot of security guards and stuff. And the fact that they thought we were actually shooting a fucking pilot for Bravo is beyond genius. Shout out to my friend Robbie because that was a huge funny thing. I was Borat, essentially.
Like, actually, the fact that it was that easy back in the day to get in there with no press passes, nothing. Nowadays, you can't even get in with passes.
Or we had a pass. We had a pass.
Okay.
But I don't know that where we went after the show, like, you know, that we
but to like use cameras, they're so careful nowadays. You're like just like walking around with a mic and a camera, like untagged.
I know. And now when we do it, now when I go out in public as like Julia Fox or whatever, like butt naked, yeah. Jared's holding an iPhone. So it's very easy to be like, hey, you can't film here. Okay, we got to put the iPhone away. We had a huge ass camera and I had a whole mic and we had like sound rolling and like he's holding. I mean, it was so funny.
It was legit. It was, it was a legit production.
So anyway, next time you want to break into a fashion week and you can't get there, yo, get a huge ass camera and a wig and tell them you're shooting a pilot for Hulu. Okay.
Something. Damn.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm Netflix. What do you mean? I can't get in here. It was badass. So thank you. That was fun. All right. Tell me your story.
The no shame is probably the best. You're like, I am Scarlet Violet. We have to
honey,
bring back
this
the
is the comeback tour. That's the name of this episode. I've decided right now.
Comeback tour. Scarlet Violet. My story is about my 21st birthday when we had to get into my friend who wasn't 21 yet into this club in Ocean City. It's called Secrets. A lot of people will know Secrets, but if you don't, it's this humongous like 18 bar slash like 10 stage humongous like island beach bar. Okay. And it's humongous. It's pretty hard to get in into the summer because it's one of like the best destinations in Ocean City. Like it's a club people go to. So I'm there for my 21st birthday and we're trying to get my friend in. And the only ID we have is this girl that we don't know, but she looks like a crackhead. Like, I'm sorry to say, but she looked like a very unkempt woman. And my friend is like, I don't look like this girl. I was like, girl, with my contour, you will.
We're gonna make it happen. Oh my God.
Right. And like on your 21st birthday, when you go to Secrets at a beach bar, you want to look your best, hottest version. Well, I made my friend look like a torn up, toe up, flow up, thotty ass beach bum. So we like put insane. This woman had, I mean, I don't even know who this woman was, but
she's been around. ID. You worked off a photo.
We worked off the photo. It was, I mean, it was a real ID. So we were using it because they like really bend IDs there. So this woman, been around the block a couple times. I put some dark like bag makeup under her eyes. We did some like deep contour because this woman looked like very gaunt. So we did like some deep contour.
Did you find this ID in the fucking trash? Like where did you?
Somebody gave us this ID or she had it from like, she found it in college. Someone had this ID and we're like, this is our ticket. This is how you get in. This is our only option. And then this woman on the ID had the hardest side part. So we went so hard on the part. And we were so nervous walking in. You would have thought we were doing like a covert operation. Right. Spies. No, we were trying to get into this like ratchet ass beach club. It worked. It worked. We all walked in and we left her behind. We didn't even look back. And it freaking worked. And we partied the rest of the day. And it was a great time.
Wait, I have a question though. This is so funny. Yeah. Did she go to the bathroom and like put on herself after, or did she dress like that the whole night just in case she's like stopped?
I kind of forget, but I do think she like took her hair out, but she like for sure just like, we were like, whatever, leave the makeup. She was like, okay, like she probably like brushed off the dark eye circle, but like the deep bronze on the cheekbones she kept.
Oh my god
we just had a ratchet
photo
time.
Do you have photos of this?
We for sure, or she like tried to erase it from her memory forever. But I was just at the Bachelorette and she is one of the bridesmaids. So we were remembering this time. And I was like, I can't believe we did that. That's so funny.
That's so funny. And also it's like on your birthday, you know, like you're always like the hot one. And when you take photos of your friends, like you're like, it's clearly your birthday because you look beautiful. And she, Andrea's like, right. I made my friends look extra ugly for this one. There's no way anyone would know I'm the birthday girl. Okay.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, I like had my tits out. I was looking good.
Your parents are going to send photos and be like, did your friend bring crack on this birthday? Are you doing drugs?
Yeah, wow. My friend was unrecognizable. Meg, shout out Meg for being the OG homie and
shout out Meg.
Dark circle eyes.
I love this. All right, guys. Wow. Send us your best ploy to get into a party. I want to hear them. And
need to see it.
Thanks for being here for 10 fucking episodes. We did it. On to a new decade, honey.
Woo!
Here we go.
We did it.
Here we go. Yes.
Here we come. Be a big wig. You're a big wig. Big wigs.
Follow us on Instagram. Find us on YouTube. You know, share our videos and get your friends on board. Okay. And stay tuned. You know, 10 episodes means you're allowed to drop merch. So stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
We've reached that level, yep. Obviously.
Yep. All right. Bye.